the initial public offering of Facebook, not really a happy story for a lot of investors.
I was hoping that down the road I would make some money off it, but it's just the last few days have been very, very bad trading on the stock. It still may come back, and I got to decide, you know, how long I want to hold it now.
Well, the stock hasn't really come back, at least not as far as most investors were hoping. That's investor Dennis Palkin speaking back in May, just days after Facebook went public. Later this week, rules that have thus far kept early investors like Dennis from cashing out on their Facebook stock expire, and the markets could be overwhelmed in response with a deluge of Facebook shares coming to market, which would force the price down even further. Joining us is Henry Blodgett, CEO and Editor-in-Chief of Business Insider. Henry, what's going to happen this week, do you think?
Well, it'll be interesting to watch. Tomorrow, about 268 million new shares of Facebook will become available for sale. It doesn't mean that anybody's going to sell them, but they can sell them. And then in the next few months through December, we're going to get a total of about 2 billion shares, which is more than four times the number of shares that are already out there. And unquestionably, a lot of those investors will want to sell. So the question is, what will that do to the price?
Well, it'll, of course, push it down, right?
Well,
it has to.
You would think so. It's new supply. On the other hand, Wall Street has been looking toward these dates now for 3 or 4 months very closely, and there's no question that the stock is probably adjusted for that, and it's probably gone down more than it would have if this stock weren't coming out. So it's actually very difficult to tell. And also, some of those investors may say, you know what, the stock is worth half of what it was 3 months ago. I'm not selling at this level, and that may actually hold people back from selling.
Is this an example of the market really finding an actual realistic price for Facebook, or is this, you know, regulations and perturbations in the market that are keeping us from seeing the real value of Facebook?
No, I think that's exactly what's happening. I think since the IPO, as we've talked about, when the company went public, tremendous excitement, really way too much excitement given the maturity of the company and the state of growth, which was really slowing down. And yet it still went out at a very, very high price. And that price has now gotten a lot more reasonable. It's still very expensive relative to Google and Apple and other big hot tech stocks, but it's much more reasonable. And so that's really what I think the process has been over the last 3 months.
Well, I don't want to sound like CNBC here, but it seems to me, and I can kind of hear a smirk on your face, Henry Blodgett, you know, the excitement of Facebook hasn't gone away. I mean, the solidity of the company exists, is still there. It seems to me that when this all plays itself out, Facebook stock's going to land at a bargain basement price, and that's when you get in, right?
That one would hope so. Of course, at that moment, nobody will want to buy it because it will have been such a horrible investment that people will be disgusted by the idea. But smart investors have been taking advantage of those emotions since the dawn of time. And there's no question that somebody will take advantage of that with Facebook.
Move over, all you disgusted idiots, and the smart people will take over, right?
Well, plenty of smart people have gotten buried in this one. You look at that
true.
Shareholder list, and it's a list. It's a who's who.
It's an IQ test right there. Henry Blodgett, CEO and Editor-in-Chief of Business Insider, on some changes in the stock price of Facebook that will come to market along with a lot of excess shares later on this week. Henry Blodgett, thanks so much.
Thank you.